This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's crank up hour two here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And just in advance of Mary Holland's appearance, we love her and appreciate her for Children's Health Defense. We're going to give you about a minute or so clip of her in New York City speaking in Times Square and what was happening there. And she'll explain what more fully and the fact that we may, in fact, be winning. This is great news. Let's watch that clip now.
But we are gaining. So let's keep in the forefront of our minds where we are going. We are going to a world with no medical mandates. Yeah! Individuals and families make their own medical decisions with their own trusted advisors. No government and corporations have a role. We're going to a world with no segregation. No vaccine passport. We're going to a world with no censorship of information about corruption, whether in medicine or government. No censorship on social media. We're going to a world with restored free travel.
That's right.
We're going to a world where school districts listen to parents' concerns about their children's education and their children's health. And we're going to a world where the legislatures, not misguided mayors or governors, here, they make the decisions. The people's representatives make decisions about things that affect us all. So we're closer than we realize. We're nearer than we think. Please join me. We are
winning.
We are winning. We are winning. We are winning.
We are winning. I mean, that brings a smile to my face. Positive, uplifting message. Mary Holland joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, we've got a chat room live at robertscottbell.com/listen. Thanks for being here, Mary. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, let me just get your levels adjusted. A little hotter than when we tested it earlier, but you're looking and sounding good, and you looked and sounded great yesterday in New York City. I would not want to go back to New York City except for an event like that.
I hear you. It was an uplifting event. It was Saturday, and there were thousands of people. It was right at Times Square. I said, it's the crossroads of the world, and we're gaining, Robert. I don't want to minimize how difficult the situation is, especially for people who are being forced to choose between their jobs of many years and taking a job that they don't want. People are being put in an odious, coercive, wrongful situation. But when you look at the level of resistance that's happening in the United States, when you look at the fact that Southwest Airlines employees basically forced the CEO to reverse his position on mandate, or when you look at the Chicago police unions who've just told the mayor, we're not going to enforce your mandate, you look at the Los Angeles police who say, we're not going to enforce it, or you look at the governors who said, we're not going to enforce President Biden's mandate for companies with over 100 employees. Or you look at the fact that New York State effectively just postponed a hearing about the religious exemption for healthcare workers in New York State. You see that. And then actually, if you look at one other really positive thing this past week, the Nebraska Attorney General issued a 40-page opinion stating that they will not prosecute doctors who use ivermectin for patients with COVID. So they're saying to government, get out of the business of telling doctors how to treat their patients. So all of those things I see as really, really good news, Robert. And I feel like we have to understand that the momentum is on our side, and that's why they keep applying more and more coercion. But it won't last, that vision of the future that I put forward, which is essentially the view of how we lived, except for that there were mandates for children that were wrong. And personally, I was involved for a long time, as you were, in trying to fight those. We're just saying we need to go back to a democracy. I mean, one of the points that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who spoke at the rally, made is, you know, and his forthcoming book is making, is there's a war on democracy, and we're not having it.
Yeah. No, I don't mean to be a nitpicker about democracy, but I think that Australia is also a democracy. And yet you're seeing the rise of tyranny in
well, it's a war on democracy. I mean, they're trying to take all rights away from people in Australia. And honestly, one of the key differences between people in the United States and Australia is I think there's probably more diversity in the U.S. among different states, right? There is sort of a red-blue divide in the United States. And, you know, the Second Amendment has allowed people in the United States to preserve weapons. And so I do think that it's much harder for governments to move, the U.S. government or state governments to move in on people than it is in some of these other similarly situated countries like Israel and Canada and Australia. Mm-hmm.
Well, I always feel because words mean things, and you know, in the attorney land, words and definitions mean everything, and people make the wrong definition or assume it's a definition that isn't. It's problematic, and of course, you know, we talk about pure democracy being the classic is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. For me, as a homeopath, I say it's two oncologists and a homeopath voting on what to do for treating cancer. It's like it's
well,
not something I want.
No, but Robert, let me qualify. When I talk about I think there has been an assault on democracy, but our democracy in the United States has certain guarantees for minority rights for that homeopath or that sheep.
Correct. That's
and
what we're talking about.
Fundamental human rights, and that's what the judiciary is supposed to do. So I'm not talking about an unqualified democracy where majoritarian rule is always the, you know, the
right.
Land.
And I know that, but I'm always glad to talk and engage and let
no,
people
I'm
hear
glad too, because you're absolutely right. The democracy in its pure definition means simply majoritarian rule, and that's not what I'm talking about either. But one of the things that we've seen during this pandemic worldwide is that none of these restrictions are coming from the legislatures. They're not coming from city councils and state legislatures and the federal legislature. They're coming from presidential edicts and governor's edicts and mayor's edicts. It has been incredibly anti-democratic. It's coming from, you know, Dr. Tony Fauci or from these public health officers, and it's coming from the county executive or the mayor. It's not coming from the legislatures. In fact, National Vaccine Information Center put out a great piece, and we republished it on The Defender, about how the majority of in the legislatures around the country related to mandates were against mandates.
Yeah.
So people do have a lot more common sense than individual executives who often really love power.
We're dealing with pure authoritarianism, are we not? Right?
We're dealing with power-grabbing authoritarians.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the notes, we have links up to our guest, Mary Holland, and Children's Health Defense. I hope that you're already supporting this organization and getting email updates. We often cover stories that are coming out. Very excellent writing that happens there in coverage, and Mary is included in that. And Bobby Kennedy putting this event together in Times Square yesterday. Some of our friends, Larry Pilevsky was there, and many others. Probably, Stephanie
Northrup. I just want to clarify, we didn't really, Children's Health Defense didn't actually organize it. I want to give a shout out to the terrific organizers, Heather Berman and Kevin C. They're, you know, activists on the ground in New York City. But Robert Kennedy came, I came, Stephanie Lucretio filmed it for Children's Health Defense. We're, you know, putting some of the footage up on our publication, The Defender, today. So we certainly played a role, and we certainly support the freedom activists, especially in New York and in California, where the laws and the sort of the ordinances are so draconian. I mean, what's happening in New York, for those that don't know, is healthcare workers have no right to a religious exemption in theory. We're challenging that, of course, but they've been deprived of religious exemptions. Teachers are being thrown out of work. They basically had a sham process for religious and medical exemptions, and they're being told that you don't have access to healthcare and you can't work. And if you want to get health care or, be able to find other work, you have to waive your right to be able to go to court. I mean, these are just extraordinarily punitive measures. This has nothing to do with health. And this whole, you know, coronavirus thing, Robert, is supposed to be about health. And yet they're doing the most obvious things to undermine health.
It's an excuse to usher in, again, authoritarian rule.
And, I agree.
You know, whether we call it collectivism, socialism, communism, any ism, you know, we can make arguments for any of them, but it's authoritarian rule. And that is the antithesis, if you will, of our founders and our foundation in America in particular. I recognize I can't speak for everybody's government around the world, but most Western-style democracies, at least in theory, did not like this idea of authoritarianism. And they were more egalitarianism, saying, hey, you know, the people have rights, we want to support that, but... Now, if they're even paying lip service to it, that'd be something. But right now, it's like all bets are off because COVID. COVID becomes the excuse. And I've said this for years. The virus is always the cover story for something else or, let's say, an excuse to get something else that is not in the best interest of the people, individuals particularly. But then they collectivize us and we become this mushy, indefinable group.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I mean, you can, you know, they're sort of pronouncing things for the population for your own good that they could never get away with respect to individuals.
Right, right. So we have, again, the links you'll see, Mary Holland, Legal Advisory Committee there with Children's Health Defense at childrenshealthdefense.org. Again, sign up for email alerts there. There are a lot of great people we've interviewed over the years. Bob Krakow, yes. Kim Mack Rosenberg. I mean, I see everybody. I know all these folks. They're great people. And I think that, Mary, you're going to help us connect with Bobby Kennedy again. It's been a while since we've had him on because he's working on a book, and we've had Dr. Jack is also helping to edit, and I'm sure you're engaged in that, this book about Fauci and much more than that, but the criminality that has been engaged for decades within our, let's say, beyond the ability apparently of the separation of powers to engage and limit different forms of tyranny, in this case, pharmaceutical tyranny.
Right. Right. It's called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the War on Democracy and Public Health. And it's a book that's coming out in mid-November. And, you know, James Lyons-Weiler and many others have been very helpful in editing the book and making sure that it's as accurate as possible. And it is a page-turner and many bombshells in it, and I highly recommend it to your listeners because it really is an education on what's gone wrong over the last 40 years in U.S. and global public health.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So tell me about the makeup of the people that were there. We saw some images. I mean, if we think about all of the classic divisions, artificial, right. Hegelian dialectics played upon us, it's black yeah. people versus white people, it's gay versus straight, it's right. it's liberals versus conservatives, Democrats versus Republicans. What did you see in that crowd near Times Square yesterday?
Well, that's one of the most heartwarming things about these demonstrations, and in particular the one Saturday, Robert, is they don't have those divisions. It's black and white and yellow and brown and Asian and, you know, Hispanic and old and young and rich and poor. And it really doesn't matter. This is about the most fundamental things for people. This is about liberty. This is about, you know, your religion. This is about your right to life. And that brings people together. And that's one of the really wonderful things. I actually read a quick story that somebody sent. You know, he was wearing a mask. Most of the people, you know, weren't wearing masks. But he said, you know, I didn't feel any hostility towards me for that. And, you know, it was just a very inclusive, warm gathering where people sang the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, this is not anti-government in any way. It's just saying we're people. And we as individuals have to be able to make these decisions. And when a government like New York City or New York State is forcing us to take a very serious medical intervention against our will, mm-hmm. you know, we won't comply.
Well, and I pointed out this idea of segregation, which should be just horrific and almost stomach churning. You want to vomit. Segregation? Of course, we've done that. That's not good. Let's never. And yet,
it is.
We have a political class arguing that segregation is good now.
It's extraordinary, Robert, and I think the way they justify it to themselves is they say, oh, well, It's not ethnicity. It's not race. It's not age. It's not sex. It's not sexual orientation. This is something, this is what they say. Well, this is something that's for the public good, and you can do something about this. This is not an immutable characteristic like your age or your gender or your, you know, your, the color of your skin. You can change your vaccination status, and you have an obligation as part of the human community to do that. And, you know, Robert, they might even have an argument to be made if these vaccines stop transmission, but they don't. I mean, that's what we saw from Colin Powell. Here's this guy who's fully vaccinated, and he's dying of COVID complications. That's what they're telling us. I mean, it's so clear that these products don't even do what they say they do. There's no argument for this product. There's no argument for people to be forced to take a product that not only can cause death, but that doesn't work.
Yeah. So if you happen to be black and you're in that group that percentage-wise, less likely to get the jab, and we don't let you in our establishment, it's not because you're black. It's
exactly.
Because, really?
Exactly. Exactly. So 70% of African Americans, this is the number we have in New York City, have not taken the jab. And so those people now are not being allowed, myself included, to go to restaurants, to theaters, to go to sporting events. And it may well be that the schools will prevent those parents from coming into the schools. I mean, this just is so punitive on its face. It is so outrageous. It clearly has nothing to do with health. When you see that 70% of the people in the UK right now who are dying from COVID were fully vaccinated. In Israel, too, we see that, you know, it's more people who have been vaccinated are more susceptible to COVID hospitalization and death than people who are unvaccinated. How can you possibly, with logic, compel people to take that? You can't. But this isn't really about logic. This is about coercion. This is about fear-mongering. This is about collectivism. This is telling people, you know, you have to do what your neighbor does. And if you don't, we're empowering your neighbors to tell you that you are, you know, a pariah.
It is absolutely stunning what we're witnessing. Have you personally experienced being in New York City and being refused service because you won't show a vaccine passport or some proof of a shot?
Well, I personally have been in New York City. I haven't tried to go to those places. I can tell you that one thing that did happen that was quite interesting. I went to a Chipotle restaurant near City Hall. I was at a court hearing earlier last week. And so as somebody who's not vaccinated, you can go and stand on the line in the restaurant for half an hour, you know, breathing in and out, but you can't sit down at a table. For that, you have to show your vaccine passport. So clearly, this has nothing to do about exposure or contagion or a virus. It has everything to do with this segregation and this apartheid of, like, the good people get to sit down with their passports, but the bad people have to go outside and eat on the streets.
What happened to the absurdity of walking in a restaurant with a mask and sitting down and taking the mask off, then you're sick?
I mean, it's just, the whole thing is, it was just so laughable. It was just so absurd.
Ah, that's amazing. I did not hear that one.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. U.S. Senator Mark Kelly says we're making improvements to border security, but the Arizona Democrat tells CNN State of the Union border states have it rough.
This is very challenging for border states, and if you're a small town on the southern border, this has been a real struggle, and we've got to do more.
Kelly said he doesn't always agree with his own party on immigration issues because of representing a border state. A number of key economic reports are due this week that investors will be looking at. Tuesday, we'll see existing home sales. Wednesday brings the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. Then it's jobless claims and data on new home sales on Thursday. Two U.S. senators would like to see TV cameras in federal courtrooms and in the U.S. Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar are co-sponsors of the Sunshine in the Courtroom Act. They say allowing coverage would give more transparency. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It takes it.
We were standing on the line for half an hour. It was just absurd.
Just amazing. Hey, did you see our friend Curtis Cost? Was he up there?
I did. Curtis Cost is working with us at Children's Health Defense, and he wouldn't have missed it. He was there at the rally, and it was great to have him there.
Well, we love Curtis. Shout out to Curtis. We miss you on the show whenever you want, if you're listening or watching. I'm glad that you were there. I knew he would be. Super Don, do you have that image Mary sent us with Curtis just to do a shout out and thank you to all the good work Curtis has done for decades as
Curtis
well?
Curtis is doing great work.
Yeah, he's amazing. All right, let me go to that full screen shot.
Indeed.
Look at that. People not wearing masks, smiling, touching one another. Oh, my gosh. I don't see any fear on your face there, Mary. Curtis is smiling. What is going on? What's wrong?
Yeah, we sort of are over that, Robert.
That's awesome. Well, glad that he was there and that you got to connect there. Thank you, Super D, for sharing that image as well. We are this is the Robert Scott Bell Show, just in case you're just tuning in. We have Mary Holland this hour. As a guest, we have linked up to the Children's Health Defense. If you come on over to robertscottbell.com, you can see all of the stories we've covered in the first hour, what we're covering right now. Also, just a reminder, the Truth About Cancer live event is this weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And if you're not coming to see us in Nashville, the tickets are sold out, but you can watch for free. Absolutely, for free. Click on that banner, and there'll be amazing presentations. I'll be speaking and emceeing as well, and I'll be speaking on the four things that I've found that could save your life, especially if you've been jabbed, if it's true about ADE and pathogenic priming. I want to get people well. I don't care if you've gotten jabbed or not. Obviously, I'll discourage you from it based on what I believe, but I won't use the force of government to stop you if you want it. Unfortunately, the authoritarians want to, you know, basically mandate us, force us, and prohibit us from doing things. That's just not what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, a quick shout out to my friends at Sovereign Silver. They now have Sovereign Copper. And in the notes today, you can click that link. And copper hydrocell is a unique form of copper, copper 1, copper 2. It's available immediately for the body to use, so you can get micrograms of it, never risking toxicity, and getting the full benefit out of it. And that is a discount code. You get 20% off with the code RSB20. And one more thing I just want to mention real quick is our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity School has been amazing defenders of freedom, health, freedom, and healing liberty. They're great, great friends of ours, and they have a wonderful school that you can take their coursework from home. They occasionally have meetings like the Health Freedom Expo and different learning modules you can do at your own pace. And they have 16 diverse online programs available. If you go to trinityschool.org, reach out to them at 800-428-0408, option number 2, and you'll be connected to an enrollment specialist. It's incredibly reasonable, too. You will not go into decades of debt and be enslaved to debt to get the learning that you need. And I encourage doctors, too, to learn the things they never learned in medical school, from health coach to certified natural health professionals, and they even have lectures on demand. One of those that I was able to produce for them is on clinical homeopathy 101 plus, and you get an hour of training. You can even get a continuing education units in certain realms for this. So that's available to you as well. So shout out to trinityschool.org, and I think, Mary, as we're seeing, really the real healers, whether they be doctors or not doctors, are always open, engaged to learn, digging deep on this, as we all are. Ever since the COVID thing came out, we're constantly sharing information and receiving information from those in the medical and non-medical fields to learn, to teach one another, to help one another, and not live in a monopoly world, because there's no innovation in monopoly. There's control, and there's a lot of problems with the monopoly medical system. Prior to COVID, was already acknowledged to be the third leading cause of death in the West.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, nobody has a monopoly on truth, and anybody like our current system that is suppressing information about effective treatment protocols for what is the pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, that should make everybody very suspicious of what this is really about. If this was about health, you'd think that the powers that be would be welcoming every intervention that's saving lives, and yet that's not what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. But what's happening here is what happens here 2 hours a day plus 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 1 hour we get to simulcast on Brighteon.tv, thanks to our good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and many of our friends there doing great work at Brighteon. We're up against almost a break. We're not used to the I'll just say it this way, Wayne's World version. It's the clock that we don't normally have to have that we have here. And so we're going to be taking a short break for our friends at Brighteon.tv. Please support them. In fact, I went on my Roku's thing, and I found Brighteon.tv on Roku. I subscribed to the channel, which is free, and then I gave it 5 stars. It helps other people to find it. And so new media is all about you and me sharing the media, because we're not getting shares. We don't have PR. We don't have pharmaceutical money. But we'll be back with Mary Holland from Children's Health Defense after this. All right, Super D, did I give enough of a pause? This is behind the scenes now on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think so.
See, you've got the countdown clock here. For those watching it, robertscottbell.com or on social media, you don't get the break they have on Brighteon.tv to show some things to support them. But we're here. Mary, how you feeling? Are you okay? You look.
I'm good. I'm fine. Yeah. What are they showing, just of curiosity, on Brighteon? Do you know?
Probably what some kind of sponsor commercials or something to help support them.
Yeah. Thing for Brighteon.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
So we get to kind of chat up behind the scenes. It's the special club, the elitists. They join us now.
Yeah,
behind the scenes. And, no, I appreciate, just so you know we're a big fan of you and Children's Health Defense and Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, we're grateful. We're very grateful, and I'm glad to get to see you again. I think I used to see you at Autism One, and,
right.
You know, we worked with Autism One. There was one day live, but, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, and I want to shout out to Ed and Terry Aranga. They're going through some their own personal health challenges.
They're going through some tough times.
Serious stuff. So if you know them, even if you don't, please send a thought or a good prayer their way. They've done amazing things
amazing
for the community
work.
Over
amazing
the years.
Work.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I don't know if anybody would know the depth of what they've been through with their own child that was diagnosed in the autism spectrum severely from injury as well, and what drove them to help others to prevent that from happening in others, and also to gather a community together that could help one another. That's what we were just talking about briefly, about this community has always been open and sharing of information so that we can all be better for everything, as opposed to,
and that our children can be healthier, right? I mean, it's really all about the children ultimately, and even the powers that be. It's all coming down to, you know, are they going to be able to impose mandates on children 5 to 11, or are people going to resist? And that's really going to be the issue coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the chat room, they're having a good time. I think. What is this? Somebody. What is this? Is this like a television that somebody put a big sticky note on that says, "Let's go, Brandon"? I don't know what I'm looking at here. Friends saw this at the it's on a gas pump. You know, they have those little TV things at the gas pump. Somebody put a big sticker, "Let's go, Brandon." Oh, my gosh. Like I said, all this stuff that's happening, I see it as evidence of change and evidence that, indeed, we are winning. So we're going to be joined by Brighteon.tv in just a moment. 3, 2, 1. All right, welcome back, y'all. If we're on time, you're on time, we're here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a happy place to be. Especially, look at the smile that Mary Holland brings, and Super Don making it sound so good. Talking about, yes, the very real and serious issues that are confronting us. But all of this, I believe, Mary, happened, I don't think to us, but for us on a bigger spiritual level. Because what does it take to wake folks up that have been living, dare I say, high on the hog? And I'm speaking as an American. Looking back at my life, it's not like I've never had challenges, right? It's not that Americans are without challenges. But by and large, we wake up every day in our lifetime and think, you know, if I don't have food in the fridge, I just go right to the little store. It magically appears. Water's there. I got a roof over my head. And because of that, we've kind of gone to sleep on the fundamental importance that our founders said, you guys don't go to sleep on this. You've got to be diligent and vigilant in defense of liberty, or else government will grow, as Benjamin Rush was reported to have said, signed the Declaration of Independence, to an undercover dictatorship, particularly when it comes to your medical and or health freedom. And we're witnessing that the most, let's say, powerful way that they've been able to get us to give up our rights. Sure, terrorism was one with 9/11, but that didn't work anymore so well. And now they went to the big baddie, the germs.
Right.
The germ theory. Our vulnerability is that we're afraid of the invisible, and that invisible, which is sustaining us and gives us life, because we're more microbe than man. That's what's humbling, right? When we know we have more in our gut that are microbes than we have mammalian cells, then we see that vulnerability is being exploited to the nth degree for an ushering in of totalitarian, some call it dictatorships at this point. So we have a lot to learn, and it takes the discomfort that we feel right now to go, oh, I'm not just going to talk about liberty. I'm going to get out there in New York City and show them that I mean it, for instance.
Right. Well, I agree with you that I think this is every danger is an opportunity. I do think that this pandemic is a phenomenal opportunity for people to get clear on what they value and what's really important, and the importance of a sort of a spiritual connection. I think it's more, though, than germs and sort of fear of the virus, although that's central to what's been happening the last year and a half. Bobby Kennedy, in his talk, pointed out, and this is in his new forthcoming book, that basically there's been almost 20 years of preparation exercises of these pandemic preparedness, and they never end with, you know, how do we protect the First Amendment and how do we protect the Bill of Rights and how do we make people healthy and how do we get people vitamin C and vitamin D? It's never that. It's always how do we censor the people who are dissidents? How do we shut down the media? How do we make sure that the corporate media says what we want? How do we make sure it ends up with profitable vaccination mandates? I mean, it's been a very clear and very oppressive sort of agenda for a long time. And very important to that agenda has been somebody like a Dr. Fauci in a white coat telling people, especially telling people in the government, go against your conscience, go against human rights, go against democracy, go against the Constitution and achieve these authoritarian goals. And he analogizes what people have been going through in the last year and a half to a giant Milgram experiment. And the Milgram experiment was paid for by the CIA, and it was to see if people would in fact give a life-threatening dose of an electric current to somebody on the other side of a curtain when a doctor in a white coat or somebody played a doctor told them to turn up the dial, you know, make them pay, make them suffer. And what they found was that, you know, 67% of people would override any kind of conscience and they would deliver a lethal dose of an electrocution to somebody. And so Bobby was sort of analogizing to the people at this rally, you are the 33%. You are the people who have stood by your conscience, and you are the people who need to save the Constitution, not only for yourself, but for the other 67% of the people who've given it away for free during the last year and a half. So it was very inspiring. And it's just so important that we use this opportunity, Robert, to wake up ourselves.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Interruption, let's just say it politely right now, could be people getting very hungry. And I don't want that to happen, and you can't wait for FEMA to show up like in Katrina to feed you. You definitely want to prepare, and this is a human thing throughout human history. Joseph and in the Bible talk about, I mean, this is not a new concept. So I would just say please take a moment to take the education and apply it. Even if you're growing sprouts on your windowsill, start doing something, empowering yourself and then doing for others, in a sense. You want to help others, you got to help yourself or else you're not going to be any help to anybody else. So as we wrap up here together, again, Mary, great news in New York City. I acknowledge that. I'm looking forward to Bobby Kennedy's new book and getting him on the show as well and continuing to get together at any event that you have the ability to get to show everybody you're not afraid, to be a living example, because the fear is something that can only exist in isolation. Once you see somebody else is not afraid, then you question your fear. You go, well, they're not afraid. Maybe I shouldn't be afraid. Or maybe you aren't afraid, but you didn't know anybody else wasn't afraid. And then you get the guy, we're not afraid. And that's the worst for them. The bad guys like you in fear. They need you to be in fear. And it's the only way they can succeed. So come together and enjoy the life that you have been given while you have the time to be here. If not for yourself and your kids and grandkids, what are you leaving for them? A state of tyranny? Or are you standing up to say, you know what, I want to make it a possibility that they can defend liberty as opposed to trying to fight to regain it?
Exactly right. I mean, one of the other quotes that Bobby Kennedy often makes is to Franklin Delano Roosevelt of, the worst thing is, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Fear puts people in a place where literally they don't think rationally and logically. You have to be calm. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in humans. You have to believe that we can win this and we will win this. And that takes the fear away. It takes the power of the fear away.
Yeah. And speaking of food, We do have one article here. Let me just bring that up. It's from AP. I call them Associated Propaganda, but that doesn't mean that there's not occasionally a good story there through AP. This is out of Durand, Michigan. It says this, free food and healthy too. Small town grows its own veggies. It says, you need a tomato for a sandwich? In what small community it's easy as picking one from a plant growing downtown? This is a great free cooperative effort. Not coerced, not mandated, not prohibited, that people are actually helping one another, growing community gardens in this way. And this could be a life-changing thing, because not only does it benefit the community, but then people go, wow, it isn't that hard to grow. I could do that. And you begin to sow the seeds for food independence, food sovereignty. Because if you're relying on, again, on these chains of distribution that could, you know, crumble accidentally, inadvertently, or purposefully, depending on how nefarious the schemes are, if you don't have access to food, as I said, that could be the, you know, that you're afraid of the germ. Now you're not afraid of germ. You're afraid of going hungry. And suddenly they go, well, if you want the food, this is what you have to do. And they start making all of these horrific rules of medical experimentation, which, again, violate the Nuremberg Code, because the idea of informed consent doesn't mean that you're punished if you say no. If you say no, there's no penalty. That's informed consent. And they're not playing that game at all.
Absolutely right. And you're absolutely right that food has been used as a weapon through time. Certainly people in the U.S. government like Henry Kissinger and others have talked about food as a weapon. And we already see the supply chain faltering. So we can't be sanguine that there won't be severe disruptions in the food distribution system. We already saw that during the last year and a half. So people do have to take this seriously, that you want to make sure that you're not going to be in that situation where that lever of coercion can be used against you.
Exactly. So as we wrap up the last minute here with you, Mary, on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Brighteon.tv as well, are there upcoming events or different things, announcements that we should let the folks know about?
Well, I would really encourage people to sign up on the website of childrenshealthdefense.org for the Defender. The Defender is our publication that comes out every day. It's free, and that will give you access to a calendar of things that are coming up. There's a lot coming up in the next couple months that I think would be a lot of interest to your listeners. Also, Bobby Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is coming out mid-November. You can pre-order it now on any major platform, whether it's Barnes & Noble or Amazon or Target or Costco or your own like bookshop or whatever. And I'd encourage people to do that. It's a great book. It's eye-opening. And by signing up and buying it now, you're helping to put it on the bestsellers list so that it can't be ignored by the mainstream media.
All right, Mary Holland, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been great to have you back. You're always welcome here, as is Bobby Kennedy, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.